Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. As always, a jam-packed show for you. Tons of stuff we're going to get into today. We're going to do buy, sell, and hold. Interesting article I found about some teams with that. Also, Matt Rhule made some comments about the quarterback situation with the Panthers. We'll get into that. And we'll talk about Deshaun Watson. Yeah, it's a little bit something different. Not really, but things are different now when you think about Deshaun Watson. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, Brad Crawford from 247 Sports put out an article on buy, selling, and holding for teams in the top 25 in the way too early rankings. I know we're still in spring practice. I try to bring something to you guys every day on the college football front because I think that's what people live and breathe. And I do think there is a an audience for that all year round. I think I could literally talk college football all the time if I could find good stuff that I could wrap my measly brain around. And I think people would dig it. There are other things out there that are interesting. Like the fact that Tiger Woods, after his horrific accident, is going to, he played around at Augusta, and he may get in at the Masters. I think that's interesting. I could talk about some baseball stuff. I mean, there's plenty of baseball stuff that I could get into. I mean, I could lead today with what in the world is going on with the South Carolina baseball team. They lost to Presbyterian last night, 9-6. How do you go from getting series wins over teams that are in the top five to losing to Presbyterian? I'm not mocking the Blue Hose. They went out there and did what they were supposed to do, and they won. So let's not hide, go and hide away from that. But, you know, when we have that whole, when you look at the schedule and you see those weekend games, you see those weekend game or those midweek games, you're like, hey, you know what? I think that we all would have circled South Carolina to win over Presbyterian. The Blue Hose went into Founders Park last night, where if you walk, one of the first things you see when you walk in at the entrance there are two national championship trophies from 2010, 2011. Back when the thought of Presbyterian coming in and winning games like that, kind of far-fetched. Yeah, the Gamecocks lost some midweek games, but this team lost on the road at the Citadel. I mean, wow. And look, Clemson fans, don't come at me with anything else either. The Clemson baseball team, they haven't been playing very good baseball either. They did win last night at Winthrop, but it's not like they're setting the world on fire. I mean, Coastal Carolina beat the brakes off of them. What was it, last week? Anyway, we can get into that in just a moment. Jay's online today and said something stupid. Jay is the dummy of the day. He says, back to football, Rob. What about those huge ACC games nobody watches? There are people that watch ACC football, sir. I understand that you are a diehard idiot, blue blood, SEC elitist doofus, and you don't know anything about football outside of that because your brain can't handle that level of maturity to think that there's good football that's outside of the SEC. So what I'm going to say to you today, sir, is that I'm going to pray for you because I can't help your stupidity. There's good football that's out there that's not in the SEC. You can put that in your pipe and smoke, and you can sit there and make comments all day in the chat room about, oh, this and that and everything else. But the reality is that there is good football out there besides that's not in the SEC, especially considering the fact that the SEC is basically two teams every year that are really good. It's Alabama and whoever it gets to scrap up with Alabama generally. Last year it was Georgia taking home the national title, but in reality, after that, do you really want to put the rest of the SEC out there? Don't send me Jimbo Fisher that gets 55 hung on them by Wake Forest. Don't come at me with that nonsense. You're just silly. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. As I picked on Jay, Jay and I are buds. We'd have a beer together. I don't think we could talk football together because I don't know if he can handle that. Yep, more talking points from Birmingham. Not even going to read what Jay's having there. You can find out what he's got there in the comments section. Go and check that out. You can log on to the Fox Sports Radio Facebook page and check that out. All right, so here's what we are going to talk about today, though. If you want to sound off on the Gamecock baseball team, have at it. I don't know which way to go, to be completely honest with you. But I want to get into this article on buying, selling, and holding. The first team that's in this article is the Cincinnati Bearcats. And the idea is to sell. Sell on the stock for them. So we're looking at each team like they're a stock. And he talks about crediting Luke Fickell for building a perennial winner and nationally ranked contender at Cincinnati. But the Bearcats, as a preseason top 15 team, and slotting them as the best out of the rest outside of the Power Five, he thinks is a little too optimistic. So he says he should go with the sell. Well, look at it from this perspective. Who is the other group of five team that you would take right now over the Bearcats? Would you go with UCF? I don't know. Tony's right. Sell in 2022. Grad losses strike. Yeah. I just think that that may be interesting, but as far as the best G5 team, they might still be in the mix for that. Tony likes Houston. That's fair, too. The next team on the list is the Pittsburgh Panthers, and he says to hold with the Pittsburgh Panthers. And a lot of it comes down to losing Kenny Pickett and offensive coordinator Mark Whipple. I think that's all valid, but I do like Kedon Slovis. And I like the idea of Pat Narduzzi, who I think is a very underrated coach. He puts out competitive teams every year. They play good defense, and they win a lot of games. So I don't know if I would buy them at too high, but I would definitely be on the buy front. The next team on the list is the NC State Wolfpack. I think everyone's in love with NC State this year. And a lot of it comes down to, hey, we've got our quarterback back. We've got Devin Leary, a guy that has got some time under center. Dave Doran's out there, you know, basically trying to say, hey, you know what? We're the ACC team that that could be up there that could compete with Clemson. So he has them at buy. In my opinion, I think they're a team you should hold out on. It's just, I'm just not completely sold on NC State. I wonder about some of the issues they may have in the secondary. But I think they're going to be a solid team. I think an eight-win season is not far-fetched. Maybe finishing right there at 23-24 at the end of the year. Papa B says, sell on NC State. They literally quit in the first quarter in Stark Vegas. Well, that's those cowbells, man. They'll make a lot of people sell, to be completely honest with you. Up next is Oklahoma State. And he talked about Mike Gundy wants to run the ball. And he thinks that's going to be the big thing with them, and they haven't established their running game yet. But they always seem to run the ball. So I would kind of hold on Oklahoma State, to be honest with you. Iowa Hawkeyes, with an average preseason ranking of 17 across six polls. Why do we get slung into this thing that Iowa's so good every year? I mean, I'm just being honest. Why would I do that? They always seem to look good. They're September champions. They really are. Once we get to Halloween, they're like Cinderella, man. They go back into the pumpkin. So I'm going to sell on Iowa. Hurricanes from Miami. Crawford lists them as a bye. I think a lot of that's got to do with Mario Cristobal, bringing with him a 35-13 record over four-plus seasons at Oregon. And he's going to have to go at it with Tyler Van Dyke at quarterback. I don't know if that's really his guy. But, in my opinion, I think that Miami is a team that there's going to be a lot of high expectations, but I think he's got some work to do. So I would kind of go on a hold there. They've got Ole Miss Rebels as also a hold. And he says point blank, Ole Miss is not going to post another 10-win regular season with a treacherous back end of the SEC West schedule, but the Rebels may not fall out of the top 25 during Lane Kiffin's third campaign, given the loaded transfer haul this cycle. They signed the nation's top transfer class per 247 Sports. They got Southern Cal quarterback Jackson Dart, TCU tailback Zach Evans, and Mississippi State's Malik Heath. Yeah. I'm on the bye with Ole Miss, just the guys they've got out there, and Lane Kiffin's going to figure out how to put up some points. Now, as far as winning 10 games, might be tough. Might be tough. But I think an 8-9-win season is right there, which would put them in the top 25. The Tennessee Volunteers. They have the Tennessee Volunteers as a bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And what they wrote was interesting. Tennessee faced a twinge of offseason hope before and seasons didn't go as planned. But this volunteer squad, heading into Josh Heupel's second season, feels different. The group was competitive against eventual national champion Georgia last fall and was in a single possession game at then top-ranked Alabama in the second half. So let me make sure that I'm buying this. We're going to buy Tennessee because they were close with Alabama in the second half and they were competitive against Georgia. Okay. Look, I think Tennessee's going to have a much better season than they did last season, because they figured out who they're going to have at quarterback. Now, I think that Tennessee secondary is going to be hot dog water, and people are going to throw the ball on them. I think Kadon Slovis is going to throw the ball all over the field. If he can figure out his receiving core and get his stuff right, Tennessee's going to give up some points. They're going to score some points, too. They remind me of the old Phoenix Suns, when the Suns had like Steve Nash and Sean Marion and all that, and they could go out and, yeah, we're going to score 140 points, but we're going to let you have 120 points. It's kind of how it's going to work out. Tennessee's entire season, in my opinion, will hinge on the turnover margin. And I know that sounds really silly, but if they can get, if they win that turnover margin and they're at a big time plus number on that, that could be the difference between going 8-4, 9-3, and 6-6. It really could. Dakota says, and do not forget, Tennessee scored more points on Georgia than anyone in the regular season did. Okay. That's fine. I don't know where to go with that. Southern Cal. They have Southern Cal as a bye. They did bring in Caleb Williams. They did bring in, who else? Several other folks that through the transfer portal, and they look like they're the team to beat in the Pac-12. I think it's a hold. Zachary says there's no hype in Heupel. Very good, sir. Should print that on buttons. With a bye on Southern Cal. And then they have the Texas Longhorns, and they have them as a sell. I personally agree with that. And why do I agree with that? Simply because you can't fix the issues they had across the line of scrimmage in one season. Just saying. We'll have to figure out, are they going to have Hudson Card? Or are they going to go with Quinn Ewers, who's never played a significant snap in a college setting? They play Alabama that comes to Austin in week two. And their schedule is not very good. I mean, not very good as far as helping them, to be honest. All right, so that's from his article there. Other teams that are in the top 25 that you kind of look at and you're like, huh, okay. As I'm pulling up the rest of the list here, I think that the way it looks, as I'm looking at the top 25, the top 25 rankings here, you know, Clemson might be a hold. What do I mean by that? Well, people ask me, hey, they've got this coming in, that coming in. I don't know if they really know what they've got with quarterback yet. There's been good talk about what's coming up with Uiagalelei and then Klubnik behind him. But I think they're more of a hole until they can figure that out. Also, who's going to catch the ball for Clemson? There's that out there, too. I think they're going to be strong at running back. And the offensive line, I think there's some issues there. I think defensively they're going to be fine. Obviously, losing some of the guys that they're losing, you wonder about the secondary a little bit. But I think they're going to be fine in a lot of other spots. Losing Skalski, a linebacker, I mean, you look at just the losses that Clemson had. And for them to be in the top 10, I would say that's a sell right now. But I think it's a hold. They're going to be a top 25 team. I guess in that language, you'd probably think of them as a buy to be a top 25 team. But as far as their schedule goes, we talked about it yesterday. Their schedule is not very daunting at all. They get a week off before in the Notre Dame game, which is the toughest game on their schedule. They get NC State at home. So everything lines up for them on that front. But they're a team, when I look at them, I'm like, huh, maybe that's a sell. Maybe that's a buy. Maybe it's a hold. You can go all three directions. Papa B says, buy Clemson. Dabo's still using red shirts in the weight room. Very good, sir. I agree with Tony on the fact that I think that Texas is going to get popped by Alabama in week two. Now, the four-letter network, they're going to come at us and be like, oh, this is the biggest game ever. They want Texas to be viable so bad. They're tired of having to talk about Alabama so much. And Texas is going to go out there and just get popped in the face. That's probably where game day will be in week two. Wouldn't surprise me. Texas and Alabama, as Alabama's up by 17 to 24 at the half. I think that's what's going to happen. 803-978-1832. You can give us your buy, sell, or hold matchups there, or teams there. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Oh, Texas A&M. Texas A&M is a definite hold, in my opinion. It's a sell if it's a top 10 team. I don't think they're going to be at the top 10 at the end of the season. We'll talk about that in just a moment. More of the Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Eric says, buy on Tennessee, Georgia, hold on South Carolina, and sell on everyone else in the SEC East. It's a big, big thing there. If we look at the SEC West, who are you buying and selling there? I mean, obviously, I think you buy Alabama. I think you sell Texas A&M. And I don't know what to think with LSU. Maybe LSU's a hold. I think I would buy Mississippi State. The Pirate seems to do well once his team has gotten into the mix of having that offense there for a bit. Anyway, the rest of the West, is Arkansas a team you buy on? We were placing that $20 bet on each one. Papa B says sell on Arkansas. They may be at the highest point right now. You might be right about that. I think Mississippi State's an interesting team that you could probably buy on, and they may end up in the top 25 at the end of the season. Jay says SEC defense has already figured out the Tennessee offense. UGA gave them a blueprint in the second half. What he's saying is not that far-fetched. What if that gimmick, hurry-up type offense that Tennessee has is eventually schemed down enough where you can stop it? Ole Miss figured out how to stop it to an extent with basically slowing the game down as much as possible. And then, you know, the Tennessee fans threw mustard at them. I'm not saying it's a gimmick type offense. I guess that's not a very. You're right. I apologize for that, Elijah. It's not a gimmick type offense. The offense that they use is something that's different from everybody else, but I don't know if it's something that is sustainable over a long period of time. How's that? I think that certain teams, if they have the right stuff, have the capability of stopping that offense. There you go. Is that better? Calling it a gimmick is not really fair. 803-978-1832. Mr. Boogie says it's not a complex offense. Jay says, Elijah, it's one formation, only a few options. Maybe that's why it's simplistic in that you can you only have so many different options you can go with, and it's not as complicated. Will that be able to hold up over time? It's going to have to this season. Tennessee's going to have to hope that there's not enough tape out there that people will be able to slow them down. I do remember the Georgia matchup. Yeah, Georgia slowed them down in the second half. 803-978-1832. Someone said sell on Auburn. You know what? I kind of agree with that because they don't know who their quarterback's going to be. We know that. And, I mean, Harsin's there. I wonder if he's one of those guys that's got, like, lead in his belly, and he's like, you know what, we're going to make this work regardless. We shall see. I mean, I'm one of those people that I like it when things come back, and it ends up biting the hand of the people that actually did things to them. What I mean by that is that I would love to see those Auburn boosters if Auburn goes, 10-2 this season, and they have to look Harsin in the eye and be like, man, we wanted to get rid of this guy. And Harsin's like, yeah, I'm out of here. I'm going somewhere else. That would be fun to watch. I had the same theory last year with the Atlanta Braves when the All-Star game was taken away from the Braves over some stuff with election rules, which the Braves had absolutely no control over, by the way. It's not like the Braves could say, hey, can you do X, Y, and Z here so we can have the All-Star game? It's not like that's going to happen.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But when that happened, being the Atlanta Braves apologist that I am, I was thinking, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if the Braves won the World Series and the commissioner for Major League Baseball had to give the Atlanta Braves the World Series trophy? And he did. And he did. That's the kind of storylines that I like. The Auburn boosters happen to hold their hat in their hand and hope that Brian Harsin, if they go 10-2 or 11-1 or whatever, they have to look at him and be like, man, this is our coach. We didn't want him at all. And he has the right to tell them, don't want to deal with you guys. I'm going to go somewhere else. That would be great. It's probably going to swing the other way, though, and they'll probably go 6-6 and lose to a G5 team in a bowl game. And then they'll be like, see, we told you. Look what happened. It's probably what will end up happening either way. Elijah says, you have to realize that it's the first year of that offense at UT. It's going to become more complex over time. That's a fair assessment, too. Very fair assessment. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown. Right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400, who's your team to buy or sell on? I think we went through the East and the West there for the SEC, for the ACC. We've talked about Clemson. We've talked about North Carolina State. Is Wake Forest a team you would buy or sell on? We shall see. I mean, Texas A&M ducked them in a bowl game. People seem to forget that. In the Coastal Division, Miami is there. We talked about them a little bit. We talked about Pitt. Is Virginia a team that you would look at as like, all right, maybe we'll go with them as a team to buy? 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown, right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. You know, we mentioned selling on Florida, but you know what? The best part about doing all this stuff now, as we look at teams right now, we don't really know what we've got with Florida. We don't really know what we got with anybody, to be honest. We're just speculating because we love the sport so much. But you know what? The Gators could end up with a ton of talent that transfers in there. After the spring game, I think we're going to have a slew of transfers going around across the country. Florida may end up with some players that maybe somebody else overlooked. And who knows, maybe Coach Napier will be able to bring some glory back to Florida. Just saying, I'm throwing things out there. Zach says, sell Georgia Tech. Well, yeah, very good, sir, very good. We may look at the coach's hot seat later on this week as we roll along. Daddy O says, buy Bitcoin and dump dollars. Okay. Up in the old dollars there for the Bitcoin. Zach also says, hold on Wake. Interesting. We'll see how that goes with them. I mean, their coach, man, I mean, he's great. I mean, I know he's locked in full time with them, but I really like their coach a lot. Dave Clawson should be getting, you'd think he would want to move somewhere else, but maybe he's like, man, I'm at Wake Forest. If we go 8-4, I do that a couple of more seasons, they may name the stadium after me. It's not that far-fetched. All right, we're brought to you by Mazda of Columbia. Go by and buy yourself a car. They have brand new Miatas up there. Yep, they're one of the few within 100 miles of my voice, I'm told. It's the only place you can buy a Miata right now. Stupid supply chain shortage. Yeah, they've got some at Mazda of Columbia, MazdaofColumbia.com. Quick break. When we come back, we'll have some more for you here on The Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, 803-978-1832. Out to the phones we go. Welcome into the show.
Bob, sir, how are you?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Well, first of all, I want to agree with you on your assessment on my team. I'm going to hold on the University of Miami because I want to see that they actually keep a coach beyond 3 years before I'm going to say they're going to do anything.
Yeah, and, you know, I like the record that he brings in there. I like the fact that he can recruit. If you see any of the interviews or listen to the stuff that he does, he sounds like he's got his stuff together. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just a rah-rah thing. I mean, he talks about bringing in a system and bringing himself up. I mean, and bringing the team up and getting them to a standard that he wants. And it's all the things that you want to hear, but I wonder if the recruiting classes are going to be there because he was able to recruit at Oregon. Is he going to be able to bring that down to Miami? And because, I mean, he had recruiting ties on the West Coast. Can he get some of the same things on the East Coast? We'll have to see. So hold is a very solid move there with the Miami program.
Well, I don't think the question with Mario is his recruiting ability. I mean, that's pretty much a given.
Right.
My questions with Mario come with him as a head coach. Because you heard a lot of the same stuff when they brought in Mark Richt, and to me, much more proven head coach, and they still ran him out in 3 years, maybe. I mean, I ever since Mark Richt went public with the Parkinson's, the
right.
whole retirement thing seemed a whole lot more legitimate to me.
Well, respectfully, he's 30. Cristobal's 35-13 in 4 seasons at Oregon. I mean, that's pretty good. 22 games over 500. I mean, that says he kind of knows what he's doing.
It is, but if you look at what happened with Utah twice last year, that's unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can understand that. I think that for Miami, go into some games this season and win the games that you're supposed to. I know that sounds like a generic thing to do there, but Miami's had a problem with that. Win the games.
They are.
Win the games you're supposed to and establish a foundation for the time moving forward until he can get more of his own players in there.
I completely agree with that. Now, I know what you meant as far as Tyler Van Dyke went. It's not
right.
his guy.
Right.
But, I mean, that's arguably a top five returning quarterback in the nation.
You think that he's a – okay. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I can think of five other guys. I mean, I think he's a valuable returner, but
I said arguably. I mean, somewhere between 5 and 10, I think, is acceptable. I mean, don't forget, this guy came in 6 games and then a cupcake game and broke Jameis Winston's ACC records.
That's
so,
true.
And I'm not saying that he's not going to have a sophomore slump or changing the system isn't going to have an effect, but, I mean, he had 7 games with at least 300 yards passing and at least 3 passing touchdowns. That's nothing to scoff at.
Nope. I get where you're coming from with those numbers. That makes sense.
And the other thing I wanted to touch on, and you brought it up when you first started the show, we got to take it easy on our buddy Jay. He came into a show last night, and there was a bunch of ACC guys, and he got his little feelers hurt because we exposed the SEC for being the one-hit wonder conference that they are, with the exception of Alabama.
I think that Jay just wants friends and he wants attention. So, bless Jay's heart, bless his sweet
bless
little
him.
Heart.
But he decided to stumble in the middle of a conversation on how, you know, LSU, Auburn, and until proven otherwise, Georgia, they're one hit wonders.
You can make that argument there. The only really consistent team is pretty much Alabama, as far as being in that that top five window there.
Yeah. Now, I don't think Georgia's fixing to, you know, fall off a cliff or anything.
No.
I think Kirby's a good coach. Unless he gets some different thoughts into his head on what a legitimate quarterback is, he's going to make it harder on his team than it needs to be.
Well, he's not going to have the galactically great defense that they had last year, which I think is one of the best defenses that we've seen in college football for the past 20 years. I mean, he's losing some guys from that, so we're going to find out how good of a coach he is. Because getting to the top of the mountain is hard, but staying there is even harder.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, I've tried telling some of these Georgia fans that exact fact because I saw Miami on top of the mountain for 30, 35 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want to poke fun now that they're down, but, you know, that's how college football goes. I'm old enough to remember, you know, the late 80s into the 90s when Georgia was a dumpster fire program.
Yeah, people forget back when Georgia was winning 7 or 8 games. And they kind of forget that. Yeah, it's
well,
like Alabama fans forget when they had Derek Lassick at running back and they weren't doing very well either. I mean, in their opinion, Alabama goes 11-1 every season and you should shut your mouth. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I hear from Alabama fans, especially when Miami opened against them, you know, how dirty of a program they are. And I had to remember that I had to remind them, you know, they were the last ones out of the two of us to get caught actually paying somebody. They forgot all about Albert Means' name.
We're just bringing up a lot of history today here on the Rundown. That's funny though. But look, and in the end, I think I think that there's a lot of stuff when it comes to talking about conferences where people want to validate their program if their team goes 8-4 or 9-3. Well, we played in a tough conference. In reality, when it comes down to it, you know, there was a great stat, I think it was, what, 2 seasons ago, that Alabama played at the end of the season, before the playoffs, they played the same amount of ranked teams that Clemson played, that finished ranked in the top 25. When you throw that number out, but we played a team and they were ranked 18th. Yeah, they were ranked 18th because you had some SEC homer writing them in as the 18th ranked team in the country, and they didn't finish ranked. It's just
right.
It's just silly. It's just silly is what it boils down to.
Hey, I agree with that, but I try and be harder on my own team in regards to talking just college football in general than anybody else. And that's why, you know, I started this call off with I'm on hold on Miami because 6 coaches in 18 years of being in the ACC is absolutely unacceptable. And until I see you break that trend, I can't expect any different from you.
That's a fair assessment. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling the program. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Have a great day. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That's the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown, here on Fox Sports Radio 1400, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Apparently, Zachary says, the only people that care about the ACC is ACC fans. Nobody else does. What kind of nonsense is that? If the ACC was just the gum beneath your shoes, why is it that Texas A&M ducked a game with Wake Forest? They probably would have lost. Let's go back out to the phones, and welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's Big Barney Ross. I called in to give you a public service announcement.
Oh, what are you giving us today? Is it don't eat yellow snow? That's my favorite public service announcement.
No, sir. Ray Lewis, the murdering linebacker from Baltimore, his son.
Allegedly.
Wide receiver for Kentucky. Now, he went out and got himself a DWI, driving while ignorant. You can't come to Kentucky and start drinking a bunch of bourbon. You've got to work your way up to that. It will mess you up worse than polio. Just because you think you can box doesn't mean you step into the ring with Mike Tyson. The judge here will have you shaking like Muhammad Ali. People, come to Kentucky, drink you a little bourbon. Don't do no Fast and Furious in your car. The cops will get you. So my public service announcement is we've got so many season injuries. Half the staff that moved in here last year had DWIs. Bourbon is good. I love it. I'm from here, but you got to drink it in moderation. Please, drive safe. Have a designated driver. Big Barney Ross. I'm out.
Lots of great things that he said there. Yes, he's right about that. Kentucky had issues last season with what? Didn't they have like an assistant coach that was slapping around his wife or slapping around? I can't remember. There was lots of things that were happening there. Maybe that can be attributed to the great selection of bourbon that comes from Kentucky. So, who knows? Anyway, quick break when we come back. We'll continue this twisted segment of the Rundown right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, brought to you by Mazda of Columbia, MazdaofColumbia.com. My buddy Greg Hood, go get yourself a car. All right, I got to talk about this really quick before we get out of here. You can call up with your teams as far as your ranking goes. Would you buy, sell, or hold on certain teams? I think we've agreed that Miami's a hold. In the East, you buy, Georgia and Tennessee, hold South Carolina, and sell everybody else. And then in the West, we went through the majority of the West. Hey, if you missed some of it, check out the podcast. It'll be up at 5 o'clock today. I got to talk about this for a second with Deshaun Watson. And I know that the big thing with him is there were no criminal charges. And he signed this $230 million five-year fully guaranteed contract. By the way, here's the other interesting thing about that. He's only 27, so he'll be signing. I mean, he'll get another contract at 32. Think about that for a second. I'll comment. Zachary wants me to comment on the South Carolina women's basketball team. We'll do that in a moment, but let me finish this first. Here's the thing, though, for Deshaun Watson this season. The Cleveland Browns have put all their eggs in one basket. And it comes back down to this. With Deshaun Watson, how much do you think he's going to spend time on the bench for the accusations that are against him? Roger Goodell yesterday said in a meeting held in Palm Beach, Florida, quote, our people are working on the investigation. Obviously, these are serious charges. We're looking at it. We're looking at this seriously. We now have, obviously, at least resolution from the criminal side of it. Obviously, there are still civil charges that are going on. So our investigators hopefully will have access to more information, and that will be helpful, obviously, in getting to the conclusion of what are the facts and was there a violation of the personal conduct policy. But that determination will be made by a joint disciplinary officer that was established by the NFLPA and the NFL. She will make that decision when the facts are all in, and we'll see. There's no time frame on that. So how many games do you think he's going to get suspended? Slim Shady Online says at least 6. I think he's going to get 8 games. That's what it'll come down to. They will suspend him 8 games on the personal conduct policy. Then he will go to the union. He will go to the union and get it whittled down to 4 games at least. I think he'll sit the first 4. That's what I think is going to happen. Elijah says if he wasn't found guilty, he wasn't guilty. Move on and let the man play ball. Okay. Dakota says 4 games. Look, the personal conduct policy is out there in case you, quote unquote, tarnish the shield of the NFL. Here's the thing with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was on Wheaties boxes and everything else. He's lost all of that because of these accusations. Now, criminally, he's not going to face any time in jail for it. There have been 2 grand juries that have said, no, there's not enough evidence there to convict. I think it's tarnished his image a good bit, which I think is why he got that money set up into that contract. And it's also, according to reports, set up that the most that he can lose from a suspension is $1 million of the $230. So he's getting a guaranteed, even if he's suspended, $229 million over the next 5 years. Deshaun Watson's not hurting, ladies and gentlemen. Couple of comments. Zachary says he don't think he'll play this season. Caviar Hound says, I pretty much agree. 8 games, then arbitration comes back with 4. There's that, too. We'll have to see how that comes out. But the NFL has to do something. And the reason being is because we talked about this with fan bases, with the college fan bases and the pro fan bases. The NFL is like they're an organization that is really conscious of their image. And they want women to know that what happened or what allegedly happened is a big deal. They want to make it seem like, okay, they're going to go a little bit farther just so that it'll help their image on that front. So they may suspend him for 8 games knowing, hey, he's going to go back to the union and then put that on the union. Look, we suspended him for 8 games, but the union came back through arbitration. Now it's down to 4. I think that's what's going to happen there. Anyway, we'll take calls on that at 803-978-1832. I got one other story here that's actually kind of interesting I want to share with you before I get out of here. Panthers head coach Matt Rhule is preaching patience with his quarterbacks. Shut up, Matt Rhule. You were doing everything in your power to get another quarterback to come to the Carolina Panthers. I mean, Sam Darnold is guaranteed $18 million this season. Think about that. They also have backup P.J. Walker, but both are in the end of their careers here, end of their contracts, basically. They're not looking to bring any of them back. They wanted Deshaun Watson. That didn't work out. There's 3 prospects that are out there. Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, and Matt Corral. He was asked if any of those 3 deserved to be a top 10 pick. He said, I think one of those quarterbacks will be a top 10 pick. Look, in my opinion, when it comes to the Panthers right now and their quarterback situation, it's not very good. And the idea of preaching patience to the Panthers fan base with quarterbacks after you were doing everything in your power to get somebody else to be your quarterback this coming season is just rich. Let's just leave it at that. It's rich. It's like having a chocolate cake with chocolate icing and then putting, I don't know, chocolate syrup on top of it. What a mess. Here's the thing. The Panthers can do a lot of different things. They may have to eat that $18 million for Sam Darnold. They could sit with Sam Darnold and hope that he bounces back this season, but I don't think that he's going to. They could eat the $18 million and go and get Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, insert quarterback here. That's the 2 things that they could do. But you know what? They need to put whoever it is out there and just let them play at this juncture. I kind of believe that. Because right now, they're a mess. They're not even the best team on their field. I think more people want to go to the Charlotte FC games with my buddy Will Pelagic on the play-by-play. Go watch some soccer at Bank of America Stadium. More people seem to be in tune with that than what the Panthers are trying to build with Matt Rhule. She's calling Matt Ghoul. It's kind of killed the franchise. All right, tomorrow on the program, we'll talk a little hoops. We got some more football stuff we'll get into tomorrow in addition to NFL draft stuff. There's some prospects that are moving up. We'll get into that. All kinds of good things here on The Rundown. Make sure you check me out on Twitter, Matt Rob Sounds Good. We'll be back at it tomorrow right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.